This is the eve of Christmas, a time of longing for God's presence among us. Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, the hope, peace, joy, and love of the entire world are fully realized in this tiny baby, sent to live among us as a human being and to walk with us on the path of our lives. O Emmanuel,
God with us, as you let your light shine before all, help us be a light to the world. Beloved of God, as we celebrate the birth of the Holy Child, let the light of Christ so enter our hearts and minds that with simple faith and true hope, we may at this time hasten to Bethlehem to see the baby lying in a manger.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. God be with you. And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to God.
A reading from the book of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Everything is always an invitation to joy. Maybe that sounds like something that could only be said by a dreamer or a child, someone who has no real understanding of how the world works. Has this guy not noticed that communities across America are being gutted by an opioid crisis? That there are wars going on all around the globe? That the planet's health is in critical condition and failing fast? It hardly seems possible that anyone in their right mind could see any of this as an invitation to joy. Except that the person who said that everything is always an invitation to joy is Father Gregory Boyle, a Jesuit priest who has spent the last 30 or so years working with gang members in Los Angeles, assisting in the healing and restoration of people who are seen as the toughest, most lethal criminals around. And he doesn't just work with gang members, he lives among them and welcomes them into his life. These young men and women come to trust him like a father, and he gives his heart to them. The social enterprise he started, Homeboy Industries, has given jobs, hope, and dignity to hundreds upon hundreds of young people trying to get out of the cycle of violence, addiction, and trauma that has stamped them from the beginning of their lives. And despite all his best efforts and unconditional love, Father Boyle has buried more than 200 young men and women, victims of an epidemic of hopelessness. This is not a man who has been sheltered from the woundedness of the world. If he can see everything as an invitation to joy, we might want to pay attention. So many people with good intentions try to do work like Gregory Boyle's, and they end up completely burned out within years or even months. It would be foolish to romanticize what he does. His work is hard and dangerous and heartbreaking, and yet it fills him with joy. He has said that there is literally nobody he will ever give up on, nobody who will ever stop being his family because of bad behavior, no matter how many times they return to violence or drugs. As he puts it, "You stand with the least likely to succeed until success is succeeded by something more valuable, kinship. You stand with the belligerent, the surly, and the badly behaved until bad behavior is recognized for the language it is, the vocabulary of the deeply wounded and of those whose burdens are more than they can bear." Above and beyond his inspiring words, it is Father Gregory's life that testifies that joy is most readily found in solidarity, in self-offering love, and in the kind of belonging that he calls radical kinship. as opposed to a quest for the fountain of youth or even the pursuit of happiness. The kind of joy that is founded in these values is available to everyone, whatever our circumstances. And once you start looking for it, you'll find the word joy all over Christmas cards and hymns and stories. It's a constant. And it's hard not to get a little cynical about these repeated references to joy at Christmas time. If we're not careful, it can feel shallow or forced or coerced. And it can also feel like the evil workings of capitalism and consumerism, seducing us with the idea that if we're not feeling that joy, it might be because we haven't bought enough presents for people we love, or given ourselves enough luxurious self-care reward moments. But of course, the true joy of Christmas is not that kind of joy at all. It's not about presents or getting a few days off work, or even really about a newborn baby. The joy of Christmas is a mystery, a paradox. It is about proclaiming peace on earth even as we know that wars still rage. It is about seeking absolute, unconditional belonging, even as we know our communities are divided and in conflict. It is about the gloriously impossible story of a child born into poverty in a remote corner of the world, starting a revolution of love that is still going strong 2,000 years later. At Christmas, we celebrate the Feast of the Incarnation, which is a fancy church way of saying that God showed up in the world as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and tucked into an animal's feeding trough. It's a crazy sounding story, I know. But properly understood, what an invitation to joy. So here's what it means. God loves us all so much that he will allow no barrier, not even our fragile flesh or our inevitable mortality, to come between us. Nothing in the whole world can separate us from the love of God. And what happened on that first Christmas is the guarantee that God is willing to give everything to prove it. If the story ended with that gloriously impossible scene of God wrapped up in the flesh of a tiny, helpless child, it would still be cause for wonder. But it doesn't end there. The Eucharistic prayer we will use tonight tells us the rest of the story in four simple sentences. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. That's where all this Christmas joy comes from. Living among us, Jesus loved us. Living among us, God loved us and loves us still. God is still yearning to draw all the world to himself. And more miraculous, more joyful yet, is that now God is asking us to continue that story. We are the ones who are called to break bread with outcasts and sinners, heal the sick, and proclaim good news to the poor. You and I, in all our brokenness and unworthiness, and everyone out there, even those we don't really like, they're called too. Because when God chose us, God chose all of us. especially the deeply wounded and those whose burdens are more than they can bear. We know that Christmas did not end all human suffering or bad behavior. And we hold fast to the hope that the radical kinship that burst forth into the world all those years ago is continuing its work of transformation. Our hope gives us strength to continue to work for the day when all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. That day is coming. That day is coming, and because that day is coming, everything is always an invitation to joy. As the psalmist says, "Let heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein, and let all the trees of the wood shout for joy." The Christmas story is a story of radical kinship. God removed all barriers between heaven and earth, flesh and immortality, so that we would know without a doubt that we are fully and eternally loved. We do not need to do anything to earn that love. Indeed, we cannot do anything to earn it or to lose it. We are kin. We are family with God and with one another. When we see the world in this light, then we begin to understand how everything is an invitation to joy. Everything offers us a chance to stand in solidarity with those in need, to witness to the love we have experienced, to spread the hope that is in us, and to be the joy, for one another. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you can find on page 4 of your service bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for God's holy church and for the world which God made and loves.
Lord God, ruler of the universe, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We are grateful for all your gifts to us, especially the gift of your Son who came to live a human life with us. As you guided the Magi to Bethlehem by a star, guide us to come worshipfully to you. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray on this Christmas Eve for our world. We pray for those who govern and hold positions of authority among the nations. Lord, you sent your news of peace and goodwill to shepherds and sent them to see the babe lying in a manger. Let your good news be fulfilled everywhere on earth for all people. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for your church. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan, for all who serve Christ and build up the beloved community. By your Spirit, strengthen your people for their work and ministry. As you sent your angels to share the good news, send us to show your light to the world. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for one another, for our grandparents, parents, children, and all family and friends through whom we learn to love and be loved. We thank you for all who care for us as Joseph cared for his family, and we ask you to help us love one another as you first loved us. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for those who are sorrowful, distressed, or lonely. We pray for all people who have to be separated from loved ones on this holy night. We ask you to comfort us as Mary comforted the baby Jesus when we are afraid. We ask you for the grace to serve you as we find you in the poor, the hungry, the homeless, or the sick.
This evening, our prayers have been requested for Carol G., Garda J., Rosemary I., Catherine C., Jim and Kathy W., Dave S., Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, Michael and Sheila L., Carla H., Pat H., Frank S., and Tony C. Prayers have also been requested for the repose of the souls of Jerry Lawo, George Chabot, Sandra Gong, and Deacon Donnelly Hart, and for their families and friends who mourn.
Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. It's so good to have so many of you here, and I know there are more joining us online. It has been a wonderful Christmas Eve so far, and you are what make it so special for us. I won't read the whole announcement sheet, but I hope you will take this home. It has some information about a lot of different things going on at church in the upcoming weeks, as well as some things happening right away, basically. At St. Martin's, we have a tradition of giving away what is called our Christmas plate or Christmas offering. So that means that when we gather in donations on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, those go out to another organization. And in this case, this year, we've chosen Episcopal Relief and Development and their Hawaii Fund. So they are working very closely on the ground with people in Maui as they are still recovering from the devastating wildfires there, and that is where our funds will go. So that's important for you to know. Yes? Oh, okay. Ooh, there's something going on. I'm not very good at surprises. We'll see how this goes. So that's the important thing I wanted to tell you for tonight. Lots of other things happening. We had a wonderful pageant this afternoon, so I'm sorry you guys weren't here for it. Maybe some of you were and you've come back. Okay.
We have a special announcement. This has been quite a remarkable year because Pamela was away for a couple of months, and the vestry, unfortunately, during that time has a lot of time to think. And, you know, some people made a reference that, you know, you have to bring presents for Christmas. And it's true, and I think we've all planned out what presents we're bringing for the baby Jesus, because it's his birthday tonight-ish. But we also had the 70th anniversary of St. Martin's. And so the vestry were thinking to themselves, gee, we really should have had a gift for St. Martin, for Pamela, for the congregation, the parish of the parishioners of St. Martin. And we were thinking, what would be the iconic gift that we could give? So the vestry took up a collection, and
that is,
and we are not going to hide it immediately. It will wind up in the narthex after the service, and you can have a closer look there.
Wow. I literally had no idea this was happening, and it makes me wonder what else the vestry can do behind my back when I'm not paying attention. But this is phenomenal. I hope everyone will get a chance to see it up close. This is an absolutely gorgeous icon, and that's just lovely. That's just amazing. So, wow, it's a big Christmas present. That's so exciting. Oh. It's a birthday present for Jesus and for us, for all of us. Well, I don't think I have anything much else to add after that, except I do want to talk about communion, because some of you probably haven't been here for a while, or it may be your first time here, so I want to explain how we do that. We have communion in two stations up here, and on this side, where I will be standing, I intinct the host. That means I dip it in the wine and hand it to you, and you receive it in your hand. On this side, there will be, I think it's Ernie, I don't know, we'll have somebody else over on this side who will have just the host, and you can have just the host, and then there will be a chalice bearer with the wine if you want to have those separately. You can't intinct on this side, but you can have just the bread if you would choose that as well. Also, on both sides, we have gluten-free options for those who need them, and you can also come forward and ask for a blessing if you don't want to receive communion. There may be some of you who can't come forward but do want communion, so just let an usher know, and we will take care of you and bring communion to you. I'm just so
gobsmacked. Is there anything else I've forgotten? I think we're good. Okay. All right. Great. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation. Your spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun, moon, and stars, earth, wind, and water, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again, you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing. And honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death, and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine and ourselves, a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with Blessed Martin and all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and things heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.